Hey, Regina.
Hi.
Boy, hey, y'all see how she turned that on? Yeah. It was like a switch. Oh, I'm back up. Bloop. Hey, y'all.
Were you on Instagram or something?
No, you know what? I was sitting here daydreaming. I was thinking, gosh, I got to wash my hair. And then I heard your voice, and I was like, hey, I had to get out of my head.
Oh. Wow. Hold up. She says she heard my voice. Yeah, I usually have that effect on the ladies, Miss Regina. Okay, I had to take my mark. First of all, good morning once again. I'm going to jump right into it, but I know everybody's going to scatter around and go everywhere. But real quick, you're back in The Best Man once again, the holiday edition, if you will. And how's that and what's going on this movie?
You know what? We're back together. It's the holidays, and this is the first time we've all been under, at the same time, collectively, been under one roof. And, yeah. 10, 12, 14, 15 years. And, you know, there's just a lot of stuff that happens that weekend.
Hey, Miss Saul, you know what? They've been promoting this movie for a good while. Generally, it seemed like with the urban flicks, if you will, I don't see this kind of promotion going in so early. So I was kind of excited about that. I'm like, they must be really feel good about this movie to be promoting it so early ahead. You know, I saw the commercials. They've been in movie theaters for the last few months. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Universal has been so supportive, and they've been so wonderful, and they did. You know, I remember Malcolm telling us, you know, they're looking at this as a big film for their holiday season, not as a black film.
Right.
And they're going to, you know, do promotions that support that. And, you know, you never know what a studio is going to do, but they have kept their word. They've been wonderful, and they're excited about the movie. I mean, and that means a lot, and I think it says a lot when you see a movie that has an urban or black film or whatever they call it. A black cast have the support of a studio.
What was it like?
And it has true. It's just true.
What was it like coming back together after all this time?
It was good. I mean, we're friends, a lot of us in real life, but it was great to come back and, like, you know, hang out with the cast. We were like, you know, bad kids in sleepaway camp. Just, Malcolm had a much harder time because, you know, everyone's more established in their career. It's 15 years after we made the first one, so... You know, he had to rein us in, but he did a great job. But we did have fun, and we watched the first one together, like,
oh, cool.
Before we started shooting.
Ah, very nice.
And so it kind of made us, you know, it just brought all that energy and that chemistry right back.
Makes sense.
Now, that first one, you know, was a super blockbuster hit. What took it 15 years to do the next one? God dog it.
I don't know that it was necessarily anyone thought we're going to do a next one. It just... You know, I think it just organically happened, and I think Malcolm also knew he had to have, you know, the characters had to grow, and he had to grow, so he would have something different to write about where they are right now. And, you know, it was also important, the timing, because he wanted, you know, you really needed everyone from that original cast to come back.
Right.
Talking to the good Regina Hall, The Best Man Holiday in theaters this Friday. Now, you know, in the first Best Man, you played the good Candace, you know, you was an exotic dancer. You know, 15 years later, you and Merch are married now. Got kids and the whole nine. So tell us about the character.
You said exotic dancer as opposed to saying stripper. He was being so respectful to you, Miss Hall.
I love Regina.
Yeah, but usually I see the way you changing your tone because we got Miss Hall on the fun. I like the way you did that, Pimp. You switched it up.
She is a tender.
I mean, I was sitting here appreciating it, thinking I was an exotic dancer. Thank you so much, because I just like how, I mean, he has really respected my journey into wifedom. I mean, I'm a wife now. We have two kids. We run a charter school together in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you know they're happy. They have a solid union, and she's no longer an exotic dancer, y'all.
Now, Regina, you're one of the few actresses that can kind of pull off the super sexy, you know, like that exotic dancer. But then you can see like the super down homie Ace, like in Scary Movie. How are you able to, you know, pull out all of those different, I guess, evolutions of yourself and put them on screen?
You know, I just said in an interview that I'm offended no one asked me to strip again. I don't understand. I just thought, sure, I was like, oh, after I do this one, I'm probably going to get offered a bunch of stripper roles and have to say no. Nope, not one. And, you know, it's okay. I'm going to breathe through it. But it's just fun. I mean, I love creating characters and, you know, creating how they look and kind of changing it. And it's like, you know, there are all those different facets of who we are in every person. We all, you know, if we can just go in and get in touch with them. So it's all, it's fun for me. It's really fun for me because it's like, you know, my mama won't let me be an exotic dancer, but at least I get to play one.
That's a good mama, just that's right. FYI.
And my daddy, my daddy. God rest his soul. He might come back up.
Miss Hall, when people come to you, do they ask you more for your comedic side or your serious side when those folks come to you to make movies or do a television show or something like that?
You know, I think both, but it's beginning to branch out more now. I think whatever you become, you know, known for in the beginning initially, mm-hmm. it's kind of what people ask you to do more of. And because Scary Movie was a comedy, I think in the beginning I did a lot more comedies. But I think it's expanded, you know, with certain roles that I've played, like I did Law & Order LA, and it didn't last, but it did help in terms of, like, you know, stuff behind the scenes and right. casting that. There's a lot more opportunity and more dramatic roles. And in this movie, I mean, I play, you know, there's comedic moments, but there's also very dramatic moments. So it's thankfully, I've been able to do both without it seeming odd to the audience.
Now, I know you went to school for journalism. Did you know that you were going to go into acting at some point in time, or were you going to, was your plan to be a serious journalist?
Well, you know, that is a long story. I didn't know either. I mean, I knew that I wanted to live in New York City, and I knew I wasn't keeping a job, and that my mama and daddy were like, well, then you're coming home. And I was like, I'll go back to school. And I knew journalism was interesting to me, and I always loved just, you know, the medium of the power of it. And then, you know what, my father had a stroke and passed away my first semester in school, and it just kind of, those sudden and tragic events redirect, you know, your own thought process and what you see for your life and what you're willing to try. That event or that moment changed things internally for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I loved school.
But it seemed like it's turned out to be something wonderful.
It has. It turned out to be something great. I mean, I love what I do. I feel blessed. I still feel like my daddy's an angel on the other side who takes amazingly good care of me. And I still respect journalism. I still write sometimes.
I was going to ask you if you write for anybody currently. I know you were doing something a couple of years back, but are you still doing that?
And I still
that?
Do. I oh, still, still do when I have time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's not, you know, because, you know, it's serious when you do that. But especially because I don't do it often enough for it to be like second nature to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. I mean, I love to read. And I was actually going to, I wanted to do like 60 Minutes. Dateline. Every time I look at Dateline, I'm like, it's another husband that killed a wife or vice versa. I mean, every time you look, I'm like, what happened to divorce?
We're talking to the lovely Regina Hall, star of the new movie The Best Man Holiday, plays Candace Candy Merch. Now, you know, a lot of times when you have sequels, you know, they sometimes, all right, I got a chance to check it out. And this movie is actually better than the first one, in my opinion. So what do you think that the audience will leave with after they watch this movie?
Well, you know, sequels, like you said, are always really, you know, they're touchy because you never know. And people, when they love the first one, they're like, I didn't like the second one. But thus far in the screenings we've had, people have really liked they've liked the second one better. I mean, I think they're older, and there's a lot of stuff that happens in the movie that will resonate with the audience. And I love seeing the relationship between the men in this movie. And I say yeah. that because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you think romantic comedy, you think chick flick, but it's actually a movie men will enjoy.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You said it. That means JQ will be taking all his boyfriends to go see it.
Take them all. Take them all.
I'm sure he will, Ms. Regina. I'm sure he will.
Man, Regina, we appreciate you calling into the morning show, and all of Houston definitely going to be in theaters this Friday supporting The Best Man Holiday. And hopefully we see another one after this one, another sequel. Maybe I can do it again.
Hey, you know what? If it does well opening weekend, we'll see. So please go out and support. And help make us, you know, number one. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks, Miss Hall. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.